It sounds like your mother is having a good recovery. That's good news. How have you been doing with your stress management during this period?
It's gone down the tubes. Before that, I was doing well, walking in the morning, getting 7 hours of sleep at night, and getting the help we talked about from the agency and my sister.
What parts of your stress management plan have you been having trouble keeping up lately?
All of it. There isn't enough hours in the day for exercise and sleep, and everyone's schedule has been disrupted with the hospitalization. The agency is still delivering meals. I guess that helps.
So what stage of change is Emily in? We don't know yet. What the coach has established so far is that Emily was in the action stage of change and has relapsed to an earlier pre-action stage. Relapse is most common during times of distress.
What did it feel like when you were able to follow your stress management plan?
It felt pretty good. I felt less stressed and exhausted. I was able to think more clearly. I guess the biggest change was the feeling of being more in control.
So you were already noticing a lot of the benefits of managing stress. Do you think your family noticed these things?
My husband would probably say that I was more pleasant to be around.
Here, the coach took time to focus on Emily's pros of managing stress and also tapped environmental reevaluation, considering the impact of one's behavior on others. In the process, the coach also used reinforcement management, helping Emily think about the intrinsic rewards of her new behavior. Those principles and processes of change can help a client who's relapsed move forward again.
Excellent.
But now I'm back where I started.
Not really. You had a 3 or 4 week period when you were successfully managing stress. That was a new experience for you. You've shown yourself and me that you can do it. If you've done it once, you can do it again.
It's hard to imagine taking time for myself right now.
One of the challenges of stress management is keeping it up when you're especially stressed and need it the most. What could you do differently next time to stay on track when there's an upheaval or when things get especially stressful?
They're addressing self-efficacy and reframing Emily's relapse as a learning opportunity.
I guess I could get even more help. The hospital talked about getting a visiting nurse for my mother once she's discharged. I don't know if there's something you can help me arrange. Also, I think it would help if my kids and husband reminded me more about exercise and getting to bed at a reasonable hour.
So it would be helpful if your family showed their support and kept reminding you that taking care of yourself is a priority. Have you told them you're working on your stress management?
They know I'm talking to you, but they don't know why. Maybe I should tell them what I'm trying to accomplish here.
Sure, and let them know exactly what they can do to help.
The coach agrees to help Emily arrange for a visiting nurse for her mother, and the two role play how Emily will ask family members for support around stress management. Emily agrees to restart her stress management routine in the next few days, and they arrange for a check-in call 1 week from today. When Emily agrees to restart her stress management routine in the next few days, what stage is she in? She's in the preparation stage. Is there anything you would have done differently during this session? Did the coach use any other TTM principles and processes of change that I haven't commented on? Were they stage appropriate? Are there any other TTM stage match principles and processes of change that the coach could have used? What principles of motivational interviewing have been used here? If you said open-ended questions, reframing, and supporting self-efficacy, you're right.